is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. We have been talking about 2 Timothy 2:15 in previous programs and the need to rightly divide the word of truth. I want to stress to you how important this principle is in getting the right information about God. Now, I've heard people say to me, Dan, you are too complicated. Let's just preach the simple gospel. But my response is this: without practicing right division, you will not know what the gospel is. Remember, when people talk about being complicated or they say the Bible is simple, they are just wrong. God did not give us a large volume because the message was easy or that God's ways were very easy to understand. And that is the very reason Paul calls those who practice right division workmen. It is work. Now back to the issue of the gospel and right division. Many think that the knowledge of the different dispensations and ways of God is non-essential. They think that we should not argue about those things and just preach the simple gospel. Now, without questioning the motives of these folks, I ask a simple question. Which gospel? The word gospel means good news. The word itself does not say to whom the good news is addressed or what it is about. It is a generic word. If I said to you, I have good news, your response would immediately be, what is it? Well, the same is true in the Bible. There's more than one message of good news. There's the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of God concerning his son, the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel of the uncircumcision, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the glory of Christ, the gospel of the glory of the happy God, the Aeonian gospel, the gospel of peace, the gospel of our salvation, and there may be others I have not said here. Now, for those who emphasize that we should simply preach the gospel and not worry about right division, let's take one of these gospels and try to preach it, shall we? In Revelation 14, 6, and 7, we have the everlasting or Aeonian gospel. Now, the setting is judgment. There is nothing in the context about Christ dying for our sins, his resurrection, or any other of the essential features of the gospel for today. There is not a word about faith, justification, redemption, forgiveness, or peace, or even gaining everlasting life. But in this passage, the terms are, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him who made heaven and earth. The Aeonian gospel is a message of good news to the nations on the earth who are under the terrible reign of Antichrist. According to Revelation 13:15, as many as will not worship the image of the beast shall be killed. So the angel preaches this particular gospel to them, that is, to fear, to give glory to, and worship God as Creator. Another example is found in Galatians 2:7, the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision. Now, it is not the same gospel sent to different people. Paul had to tell Peter and the 12 what he was preaching because it was different than their gospel. Peter's gospel in Acts 10 was, God is no respecter of persons, but those that fear God and work righteousness are accepted of him. But Paul says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, in Titus 3. Peter commences with the preaching of John the Baptist and the earthly life of the Lord and preaches to a devout man named Cornelius. But Paul is talking to ungodly sinners who are enemies of God. Now, there are no discrepancies here. Peter was right in Acts 10 and Paul was right in Titus 3. Both are inspired and true, but Peter's message would be untrue in Titus 3 or Ephesians 2, even though true during the Pentecostal period. Why? Because the dispensation had changed. So if someone says to you, I have good news, it is not heresy to ask, what is it? Because there is more than one gospel. So if you do not practice right division, you may proclaim the wrong gospel. Paul warns us in Galatians about bringing the wrong gospel to the wrong people at the wrong time. Paul said even if an angel from heaven were to bring the gospel of Revelation 14 today, let him be accursed. A gospel may be true, but is it truth for today? So right division is essential in understanding God and his gospel for the present time. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.